When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third down and 12. Dalton, 6 of 7 for only 8 yards in the air so far today. Over the top, it's complete to Tremble.
Fumble!
Lost it! Bears recover! Knocked loose by Jaquan Brisker, and then recovered by Dexter.
Kenny, that was a big league hit. Jaquan Brisker, bam, puts it right on Tommy Tremble. Tommy Tremble is still down. He lets go of that ball immediately. And Jaquan Brisker, one of those physical safeties, comes from Penn State. We were just talking about them. James Franklin coaching him up, and he's now playing for the Bears, doing a great job.
That was Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma on Fox, and that hit was indeed a terrific football play by Jaquan Brisker. And you'd think, like, well, I know he's just been put on IR with a concussion, so usually you'd say, well, it was ever since that play, that was the last time we saw him out there. No, he finished the game after that hit. Tommy Tremble, who he hit, came out immediately, and Jaquan Brisker played, and he self-reported his symptoms the next day. And if you say, well, that reminds me of something. Didn't something like that happen last year? Yes. The very same thing happened last year when Jaquan Brisker was on the injury report with an illness on a Wednesday. He was downgraded to a concussion on a Thursday. So it was yet another game that he played with a concussion. This is the second time an NFL player, we now know in hindsight, has suffered a traumatic brain injury. And even though there are supposedly objective neurologists who don't work for the league and don't work for a team, there are team doctors who have sworn an oath when they've accepted their medical licenses to do no harm. And There's a spotter who's supposed to alert these people. This is the second time something or someone or multiple things or multiple people failed Jaquan Brisker.
The system.
And the culture. And who knows, football players don't tell the truth.
Right.
How are you? I'm fine. It's my leg. I'm fine. It's my neck. I'm fine. Because it's just, that's how they're trained. It's what they want to do. They want to play. And I'm very, very worried for Jaquan. I'm very worried that further impacts that he suffered after the initial impact in consecutive years could have him at the point where he is now, which seems to be a pretty scary place.
So I've mentioned this a few times because it left a mark on how I look at sports. When I got to work with Ted Johnson in Houston, the former Patriots linebacker, and he is studied by neurologists because of second impact syndrome and what we know about it now. And he has to live with it. And that's the part that to me is not okay. I always say the phrase little hurt now versus a lot of hurt later. And at least bravo to the Bears for keeping him out, right? Bravo to the Bears for making the decision.
Yeah, it's late. It's late
stay.
For that bravo, though.
No, at least in this point, because I feel like there are times in this league with quarterbacks in Miami specifically where people came back and I'm wondering why.
At least when Tua has suffered these horrible brain injuries, he's come out.
And that's a major part of this.
When he's either knocked out completely or is in the sort of reptile brain fencing response, then at least they take him out. And there's so much danger in not doing that. And I'm at the point now with all of these. Like, was it last night? Jalen Hurts got evaluated, right?
Jalen Hurts got evaluated for a concussion, and he was back in the game. And you and I and Ray were talking about it in the car on the way up here to the Brat Stop. I think you make a good point. If you have to ask at all, Should that be the cutoff?
I think evaluation for the potential of a concussion should be the threshold for presumption of a possible concussion, done for the day, take the helmet. I know that, that's pie in the sky. That will never happen in this league because there is informed consent. I don't know what the IHSA rule is. Maybe we'll ask Big Cat Williams.
He would know.
Because he is an assistant coach at Lake Forest. And I don't know what the rule is about if somebody is evaluated on a high school sideline. Are you allowed to even think about putting them? I know if it were my kid, I wouldn't let them.
So when I used to cover sports in Austin, and I covered a lot of high school sports there, people would reach out to me on occasion. High school kids would reach out to me or talk to me and say, hey, I'm learning about concussions. You know, I've played in games with having a concussion. And I'm freaking out. Because I'm going, well, where's your coach? Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Well, you know, you think you're okay, but you're not.
Right. Coach said we got the best helmets.
Well, no, it's not even that. They're not indicting anybody. They think they're okay. Jaquan Brisker, there's an element of familiarity, I'm sure, with him feeling that.
Yeah, I've had this before. I know how this goes until it's the next time and you've lost things you'll never get back.
And think about us joking about Xavier McKinney having to find something to pump himself up. I talked to Jalen Johnson about it at Gale Street Inn. How mad do you have to make yourself to play a football game with the appropriate amount of energy you need? Or if you're recording a Bratstop promo. But
you know, more energy. It's got to be more energy.
But the point is, to find
like
that
doing cartwheels and screaming at the top of my lungs naked. Like, is this good enough?
But to find that in yourself playing football, how easy is that switch to turn off, especially when something like that has happened? And that's why I think it's so important that somebody else step in.
It's hard. It's impossible. You know, Matt Bowen has talked about it a lot. He was great yesterday, I thought, on the afternoon show, too, talking about the electricity of this rivalry. Because remember, he was a Packer. I think I grew up in the northwest suburbs, or west suburbs, and as a lifelong Bears fan, and I think the way he phrased it yesterday was like it's playing against your childhood. But when his experience of feeling it and seeing it from the other side, he said it is different. And he wouldn't lie. He wouldn't pander.
No, he's not that type
he's
of
not
person.
That, he wouldn't do that, but he said there is definitely something that is different about these games.
See, look at the text line. We're getting texts from the text line. I got a concussion playing football in high school, and I didn't get symptoms until I took my helmet off after practice. And that's my point here, is it's such a variable.
And did Jalen Hurts say, I guess I beat the protocol? He didn't really say that, did he?
I'd have to double check.
And yeah, the good point from Brian in Kalamazoo is that Brisker had to be picked up, literally, by his teammates after that play, which should have been a red flag to any spotters. Yeah, if we need more spotters, get more spotters. Whatever we need. But somebody's got to come with – something is failing some of these young men out there, even with the informed consent. And we're getting some information a little bit about the IHSA rule. 773 says, with even the suspicion of concussion in IHSA, the player cannot return until released by a doctor. If there's no doctor there, as is common for freshman games, the player is just out. But a concussion can't really be adequately diagnosed in the moment, as any neurologist will tell you. They're still guessing.
Think about how many times you've gotten hurt.
I've had multiple concussions.
And you say to yourself, oh, I'm fine. No, you weren't. You find out the second day you're not fine. You find out later you're not okay. You find out years later sometimes you weren't okay. And you just deal with it. That's human nature.
And I learned, I was after I had a really, really, really bad head injury and was basically bedridden for a week and a half. And really, the concern wasn't the concussion. It was the torn trapezius muscle. It was what they were worried about, my spine. I had a bunch of stitches in my head. My head was all swollen up. But there wasn't a lot of talk and concern at the time about the potential brain injury. God knows what happened.
Right. And we had less knowledge then than we do now. And now that we have that knowledge, how are we helping people?
Jalen Hurts did say this, according to Florio.
He said, I guess I beat the protocol.
This according to Florio.
Wow.
Late in the first half of Thursday night's win over the Commanders, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts ended up in the medical tent for a preliminary concussion evaluation. By halftime, he was out of the tent, jogging to the locker room. Asked about the evaluation after the game, I guess I beat the protocol, Hurts said. He was asked if he knows how he did that. I beat the protocol.
The scarier part, too, is that's a Thursday game.
Again,
right?
It's the culture.
So that's a Thursday game. Say that's a Sunday game and he has to play on Thursday, take a flight, all that stuff within a week.
Or who knows how badly he got beat up on Sunday.
Correct.
You can look at it in both directions.
Correct. You're talking about somebody getting hit with the force of a car accident almost every play.
Wow. That's wild.
And look at all the stories we're getting just now of people not knowing. They didn't know how badly they were hurt.
Well, I'm thinking about Jaquan Brisker. I hope he's okay. And it makes you think about everything you see on this field. And it's we know that we have to, some of us have to get ourselves into a logically twisted, conflicted, cognitive dissonance to be in a place to enjoy the violence of this sport.
But I will say this, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he said, I'm fine, thinking the exact same thing that hundreds of people are sending us messages about right now.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When we come back, we are going to talk to Sparky Pfeiffer. He is a Milwaukee institution. He has been committed to several Milwaukee institutions. And he, of 105.7 The Fan, is going to join us to give us a Packers perspective. And yes, there is a man here in a bear suit. It's not Don Wachter. It's not officially Bear Man.
And he's got some applause going.
Yeah, he does. It's not it's not the Hall of Famer Don Wachter, but we do have our version of a guy in a bear suit. So we have that going for us. And we'll talk to Sparky from Milwaukee when we come back on The Score.